Oh, music to my ears. Kay Winkleman, who do you have sitting right next to you?
Well, our fine arts segment here on KCHA News continues this morning on Friday, April 21st. We just heard a little snippet of the Songs of Stage and Screen by the Charles City Singers. With us in studio this morning is Linda Hughes. She is a member of the Charles City Singers, an alto in the group.
We have a plethora of altos this year, so
that's great.
We would like to recruit some more people because our numbers are down a little bit, but that doesn't mean we don't have ambition to do a great concert for you.
And this is coming up on Sunday. The program itself looks amazing. The theme is Songs of the Stage and Screen. Let's talk about the performance.
Well, this is a little bit different than what we've done before. It's going to be very, very entertaining because it starts out, the songs are pretty much in chronological order. We're starting out with a little portion, a song from an opera, Va Pensiero, and it's in Italian.
And so you had to
learn the Italian words. That was one of the hardest things to do, to get the pronunciations right and to get all the voices to blend together with the vowels so we stay on pitch. But it's absolutely beautiful. And we're singing over at the Trinity United Methodist Church, and the sound, the acoustics in that big room, it's gorgeous. You could, because we, part of making your singing interesting is the light, loud and soft, mm-hmm. and at the end you can just hear a pin drop. Oh. You know, it's just going to be amazing. And then we move on to an oratorio from Mendelssohn, and I said Mendelssohn. He said, well, you know, it was a performance, and they almost always started that way. So, and then we're moving into Alexander's Ragtime Band by Irving Berlin, and that was actually written in 1909, so that's a pretty old piece, but it's familiar. And then there's a medley from Gershwin, In Love, and all of those songs have to do with love songs, and they're from the 20s and 30s, actually. But they've survived till this day, because I was familiar with most of those melodies. Love Is Here to Stay, Someone to Watch Over Me, and I've Got a Crush on You,
aww,
Sweetie Pie. And then there's music from MGM, which is movies, movie themes, and that kind of thing. And they were written mostly in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be very familiar to the audience also.
I am recognizing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, mm-hmm. as well as Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain. And then there's Good Morning, Good Morning.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That one. And then Lerner and Lowe were composers that wrote musicals for Broadway in the 50s. And their famous ones are Camelot, My Fair Lady, and Paint Your Wagon. And so we do several longer pieces from them. And the most fun, I think, is our TV classics one. And it was one of the most difficult ones to sing because they're just little snippets of a lot of well-known TV shows that I grew up with, like The Flintstones, Happy Days, The Brady Bunch, Adam's Family.
Cheers, where everybody
Cheers,
knows your name.
Everybody knows your name, Laverne and Shirley. And then there's two longer pieces at the end, which we are getting more modern, from the Muppet movie, The Rainbow Connection, which was brought back by Matty Poppy a few years ago on American Idol.
Yes, that's right.
She sang that one. And then we'll close with a piece from Into the Woods, No One Is Alone. And that is one of my absolute favorite songs, too. So it's going to be a very, very fun concert.
Starts at 2 o'clock this coming Sunday.
This Sunday.
You are going to have then special guests, the Charles City High School Chamber Choir.
Yes.
They will have a performance as well. Talk a little bit about the involvement. If somebody is interested in joining this group, what is the commitment?
We do two concerts a year, one in December and one in April. And we practice every Monday night at from 5:15 to about 7. And you don't have to be a professional singer. You just have to love music and carry a tune, basically. and we really are needing members. We're down a little bit. I tried to count up last night how many we have. We have between 25 and 30 this year, which is down a little bit. We can reuse anyone who would like to come, and it's not a big tryout. You just have to do a few scales and to see the range of your voice and come and join us. We have a lot of fun.
Scott Blankenbaker is the director, so he can be contacted. And there is, you have a Facebook page as well.
That's right.
Facebook.com/Charles City Singers. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Linda. It's going to be an excellent show on Sunday, 2 o'clock this Sunday at Trinity United Methodist Church, the Charles City Singers. And we have another little snippet we're going to be playing.
We do. It's actually the TV theme songs, a few clips from that. So thank you very much, Linda, for joining us, and good luck on Sunday.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's 8:21. Here you go.
Robert, join me for another edition of Wednesday Night Vinyl. Next time around at 10 p.m. on Fab Oldies KCHA, we're going to this band's first album, a double released under their original name in 1969. It's the